Do you live in the USA? Have you been paying attention to politics? If so, then you'll know President Barack Obama. You might not agree or agreed with him, but he has a very good opinion on a lot of American problems and can try to understand both sides of the problem. Hi, I'm Luke Caniff, and this is Opinions. In Obama's autobiography, The Audacity of Hope, he discusses problems that came across during his presidency. He discusses how he solved them versus how people think he should have solved them. He also talks about opinions of people, of Democrats and Republicans. In each chapter, Obama talks about a different problem that came up during his presidency, and he discusses how he could have fixed it, how he wished he fixed it, and how other people wish he fixed it. For an example, in Chapter 1, Obama talks about how divided politically America is. He also discusses how he can peacefully, potentially, bring both sides together and agree. He sort of succeeded. But for example, the chapter 2 as a major problem that is talked about in this biography or autobiography, Obama disagrees with many of the ex-president Bush's on many of his tactics and how he would do it differently. It's just all about opinions and how he can make things better for America as a whole. A lot of people disagree with Obama. But I think if they actually sat down and listened to him talk, they would get to know that he tries to understand both sides of a story instead of pursuing one and being one-sided, like how most politicians are today. And that's why no one agrees with each other. Now, at the same time, there is more things that he could understand as a person, and he knows that. But he never got to during his presidency. I think you should read this book because it just shows how he tries to understand both sides and how he tries to benefit America from As another example, in Chapter 6, President Obama discusses his thoughts on religion and politics and how it's hard to stay a true Christian. People are, and let people have what they're fighting for. Obama agrees with himself that everyone should have a right to marry who they want and do what they want and wear what they want. But the Bible doesn't agree with that, and if you're a strong Christian, then it's going to be tough. You're going to have a big impact on that decision. And well, Obama understands both sides. He understands it and he agrees with everyone's opinion. Reading this book would give you thoughts on both sides of politics. It would let you realize, if you haven't realized before, that Obama is a smart man and that he knows both sides of a story before he acts. It'll also tell you that there is two sides of a story, and that to know more is to be able to do more instead of being one-sided about everything and just deciding decisions based on what you think solely instead of what the people of America think as a whole, which is selfish, and we shouldn't do that. As I close out this episode, I would just like to say Obama was an overall good president. A lot of people disagree with that statement. A lot of people say that he was one-sided, trigger-happy president who wants to get into every war possible, but he understands both sides of a problem, and that includes national and international problems. He was a good president for two terms and did what he had to. I'd like to thank myself for editing, writing, and directing this episode. Thanks for listening, and see you next episode.